This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Colleagues, friends, and admirers will be paying final respects Wednesday to the late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ginsburg's casket will be brought to the Supreme Court building Wednesday for a private ceremony in the Great Hall, attended by her family and her fellow justices. The casket will then be moved to the building's front steps and lie in repose for public viewing until Thursday. On Friday, Ginsburg will lie in state in the Capitol's Statuary Hall, making her the first woman to receive such an honor. The public will be able to view the casket after a formal ceremony for invited guests. Ginsburg died last Friday at the age of 87 of pancreatic cancer, ending a 27-year tenure on the nation's highest court. Her death has sparked a political battle over her replacement, with President Trump and Senate Republicans vowing to name and confirm a new justice before the November 3rd presidential election, which would give the court a solid 6-3 conservative majority. Speaking of the president, he mocked his Democratic presidential rival Joe Biden for wearing a face mask in public during a campaign rally among his supporters in Pittsburgh. Trump said, "Why did he spend all that money on the plastic surgery if he's going to cover it up with a mask?" Trump and Biden have been at odds over the value of face masks as a defense against the coronavirus. And the UN General Assembly's annual debate underway, combating and eliminating the coronavirus pandemic as the major topic of discussion Tuesday. Confirmed coronavirus cases worldwide surpassing 31 million and more than 960,000 deaths. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.